Hello everyone, I'm Ram Harrig and the host of Her Voice, MasterCard's podcast series that lifts the lid on the success stories of phenomenal women entrepreneurs in the Middle East. As I speak with these amazing women, their stories will be amplified through this series, strengthening and amplifying their opinion, experience, and impact on others. Their inspirational stories will be their own personal accounts of what it means to be a woman with big dreams, and how these dreams can be achieved despite struggles and challenges. Her Voice was born out of MasterCard's vision to support small businesses to strengthen and grow a digital economy that works for everyone everywhere, including women entrepreneurs. And that's why I have this pleasure of sitting down with six inspirational women, a rare opportunity to learn how they found their own voice against the odds, and how they learned to stand up and be heard. We'll also discover and celebrate the exciting progress that has been made in line with Saudi Arabia's Vision 2030. So grab a coffee, sit back as we amplify her voice through inspiring stories. Today, I'm joined by a MasterCard veteran of more than three decades, during which she has helped shape the technology company to the innovative, dynamic, and priceless brand it is today. Bea Kornakia is Senior Vice President of Marketing and Communication in EMEA and the creative force leading the company's brand strategy across the region. Bea, it's so nice to see you again. The last time we met, it was actually in Expo before it opened. And as soon as I heard about Bea, before I even interviewed her last time, I absolutely Googled her and became a girl crush instantly because I was like, this lady is awesome. And I really admire you because you don't just say, you do. So I admire that about you. And I'm so happy when I saw you're going to be part of this. So from the beginning, for those of you who don't know Bea, please tell us more about your story and your journey in MasterCard.
Hi, my dear. First of all, it's my pleasure to be here with you. So actually, MasterCard has been part of the last 30 years of my life. As I always say, it's my long-lasting relationship, at least so far. My journey in MasterCard starts in 1991 in Italy, where I was hired as the business assistant of the Italian country manager at that time. Moved into marketing after a few years, and I spent my entire career in marketing except for 4 years, when I moved into sales to really understand our business. I'm personally very proud and thankful about my career and about the support that I got in MasterCard. During these 30 years, I got the opportunity to learn so much, to work in different geographies, Italy, Belgium, UK, and now here in the beautiful Dubai, and to grow as a human being and as a leader.
Incredible. And you can see that passion in your eyes every time you talk about it. And when I met you, there's always that drive. And it's not easy to be in this industry for that long, but you did it with such grace. So again, one of the reasons why I have a big crush on you as one of the leading women, in my opinion. So please tell me, MasterCard is very vocal about activating the role of women in all aspects of life. How can we unlock the power of the female economy? How do you think that can be possible?
So allow me to start to say that a world with equal opportunity for everyone, regardless gender, culture, background, it's a better and more fascinating world. And it's each of us' responsibility to contribute to this as human being, but also as leader in our company. Now, for today's talk with your partnership, we will focus our attention to women and on the importance of unlocking the power of the female economy by including all women and connect them to the economy. It's important to remind us that no economy can ever truly reach its full potential of prosperity unless it activates the contribution of all its citizens and not just half of them. Without considering the contribution of women, we won't recover as fast. And growth does come, and it needs to be inclusive. And now is the time. We cannot continue to delay. So in MasterCard, we believe that we need to include women by design and on purpose to rebuild an inclusive economy in which everyone can thrive. But the real question is how we can do that. To do that, technology, it's a crucial enabler. We have to close the digital divide. Let me share with you some data. Women are, on average, globally 14% less likely to own a mobile phone than male, and are 43% less likely to engage online. For women business owners, such a digital divide means that they are less able to adapt their business to the e-commerce platform that are increasingly important, and especially during these days. We can unlock opportunity for all women everywhere if we connect them to the practical tools and opportunity they need to succeed.
Great. How does MasterCard help connect more women entrepreneurs to the digital economy? And how do you support them with the right skills?
So MasterCard made a global pledge to connect 1 billion people and 50 million SMEs to the digital economy by 2025, with a direct focus on 25 million women entrepreneurs. So let me share some of the support we are giving to women entrepreneurs concretely. And as you know, there are amazing number of women that are running their own business around the world. So MasterCard is empowering her business with safe and secure digital payment methods and e-commerce solution to sell their product online. We also work with our partner to ensure that the access to credit is more affordable and equitable. As we know, this is critical that in order to close the gender financial gap. And last but not least, MasterCard launched the MasterCard Academy, and we have launched a first of its kind digital education platform that brings together a range of world-class academic and business resources to help small business learn and thrive. We also have an opportunity to connect and inspire more women entrepreneurs by showcasing successful women as a role model. In a lot of cases, we have male as a role model. It's important to showcase.
Absolutely.
And for this reason, MasterCard launched a documentary called Five, a documentary in which we celebrate five women entrepreneurs that via their business are making a positive impact in their community. For our region, we have selected Sara Beydoun. She's the owner of a social impact fashion business in Lebanon. She's super famous. She has a very successful business, but at the same time, she's continued to support a lot of underprivileged women. And that's the beauty of the job that she does.
I'm a big fan of Sara and Sara's bag.
She's
and the
amazing.
Story behind it is incredible because she enables so many women who are not in the best situations. I admire Sara. You mentioned the gender gap, but how is MasterCard accelerating gender diversity and pay parity?
MasterCard has always been committed to gender diversity, and this will remain a top of priority. So let me focus on gender diversity, and then I will give you a bit of information about the pay parity. So gender diversity. So first of all, in MasterCard, women make up half of our new hiring. Recently, in UAE, we have signed the UAE Gender Balance Council Pledge. This pledge set out to accelerate the gender balance with the target to increase women's representation in senior and middle management roles by 2025. As an enabler of the Sustainable Development Goal 5, the gender equality, this initiative is a partnership that will have a lasting impact in the public and private sector in the UAE. In addition, MasterCard is also leading the 30% Club and Financial Alliance for Women and has partnered to advance gender equality with Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, and USAID. And I'm super proud to say that in 2021, we have been listed among the top 10 diversity company and at the 2021 Bloomberg Gender Equality Index, which is a great achievement, and I'm extremely proud about that. Another important component to support gender diversity is offering mentorship and leadership opportunities in order to develop women. For this, we have formal and informal mentorship program for junior level women right through the rank for women in MasterCard. And in addition, we have our Women Network, which is a group that creates opportunities for female leaders to collaborate, network, and growth. Now, to accelerate gender diversity, it's also very important to partner with others' companies that have your same values. And a great example is what we have been doing with Expo 2020. As you know, we are the official payment technology partner, and we are supporting Expo commitment to create a more equal future. Being working closely with Expo 2020 Dubai to host a range of activities to celebrate the success of women leaders and offer a platform for female voices, including series of SMEs workshop in partnership with Female Fusion, the region's leading network of female-owned entrepreneurs, joining key conversation like the Women Pavilion International Women Days Forum, and telling the story of inspiring women from across the world, and empowering the next generation of women in technology through our Girls for Tech platform, which has been reached thousands of girls.
It's a lot. It's incredible. But I must ask, because this is a question I would like to ask myself sometimes. What is the key to inspiring the young girls of today to feel included in the solutions of tomorrow? You've done a lot, but there's always one element or one key aspect. What is it?
So it's extremely important to build a strong pipeline of women contributing to their unique skills and perspective in technology. Of course, we are stressing technology because this is the world that we know better. So in 2014, we have launched our initiative, Girl for Tech, with the goal to inspire and prepare young girls for career in science and technology. The Girls for Tech initiative covers topics such as encryption, fraud detection, data analytics, digital convergence, cybersecurity, and artificial intelligence. So as you can see, very interesting and specific topic. Around the world, in 41 countries, we have reached close to 2 million of girls and hope to reach 5 million by 2025. And through the partnership between MasterCard and the Expo School Program team, we committed to reach 2020 girls across UAE before the conclusion of the Expo 2020 Dubai. And I'm super happy to say that the goal has been achieved at the end of last year.
Congrats. That's beautiful. This is probably one of my favorite questions. You've been involved in the evolution of MasterCard's Priceless campaign for many years. What is Priceless for you?
I was already in MasterCard when Priceless has been launched for the first time in US And I was already in MasterCard when we have launched Priceless for the first time in Italy, which is my home country. And I'm super honored and proud at the same time to have been part of one of the most successful and memorable campaigns. But now MasterCard is not anymore just a campaign. It's part of the MasterCard DNA. So what is Priceless for me? I really feel that for me, Priceless is a state of mind. It's taking care about myself. It's respecting the others. It's having the courage of your idea. It's believing that it's up to each of us to make a change. That's what is Priceless for me.
I love that. I love it because it speaks volumes for who you are and it relates to me definitely. Speaking of people who inspire, which female voice has inspired you during your career?
So I have to say that there are a lot of female voices who have inspired me during my personal life and during my career. To name few of them, Mother Teresa, Frida Kahlo, Malala, Indira Gandhi, and Coco Chanel. Quite different personalities, but in common, they have the same desire to make a difference and to leave a legacy for the future generation. But if you ask me that I really need to pick one, I would say my mom. She's an amazing woman, for sure from another generation. She's now 89 years old, and I still remember when one day, that wasn't the right day because I had a discussion with my manager, she looked me in my eyes and she told me, "Bea, be the only boss of yourself. Ask for advice. Listen others' opinion, but at the end, the decision is yours. And you need to own your decision." Until now, this is completely part of my belief.
Her face lit up when she said her mom. I wish you could see. I got goosebumps because, again, you can clearly see that it's something that has really touched you and you're passionate about it. And we say, God protect, mashallah, your mom. Mm. And would love to meet her one day. One last question. Bea, if you could go back in time and give your younger self one piece of advice, what would it be?
I would definitely advise my younger me to be more gentle with myself. I've been super tough on me, always. And I will explain to my younger me that failure is not the opposite of success. It's part of the success.
I will take that. I will take that advice because I also feel the same. Bea, it's been a pleasure. I want to thank you so much for your time today and sharing your priceless story. I think it's incredibly powerful to hear about the changes we have witnessed in the industry, the challenges you have faced, and how you've overcome them with such beautiful grace. And personally, I look up to you and I'm so proud to be able to interview today. So, grazie mille.
It has been really my pleasure. And I really feel that her voice, it's extremely important. And as we like to say, it's priceless.
Thank you to my guest for that inspirational story. Her voice are stories of inspiring and brave women brought to you by MasterCard as part of a podcast series that amplifies the voices of women through women. If you feel empowered and inspired, may this be a reminder of the impact of your own voice to encourage and drive confidence in other women. Please visit priceless.com/hervoice and get to know the stories behind the Voice podcast series. I am Raham Harrag, your host, signing off for now. Stay safe and stay tuned. Ma'a salama.